Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, July 15th. Tesla is currently undergoing major upgrades at the Fremont factory, and now we've learned that it's soon planning a shutdown as it's opening a new assembly line. Some workers have been told that the factory shutdown is expected by the end of the month in order to perform upgrades. Tesla will likely use the downtime to prepare the production start of a new general assembly line that Tesla has referred to as GA4.5, and this is known to feature less automation than the other production lines that are located in the main factory. Elon Musk has released a first look at what Gigafactory Berlin will look like when it's completed, and it's quite stunning. The render shows a new futuristic design that is somewhat different from the previously released designs for Tesla's Gigafactory in Shanghai and Nevada. Those two were pretty similar to each other. Now, of note, we can see that the new design features a lot of solar panels on the roof to power the plant, and the front entrance is capped with a garden overlook above a water pool that's at ground level. Tesla is planning to start production at the new factory in July of 2021, and they've got to stick to a strict construction timeline to be ready for production in just 12 months. Travis County in Texas has approved Tesla's tax incentive package for an upcoming factory in Austin, where Tesla plans to build the Cybertruck and the Model Y. Last month, Electrek reported on Tesla securing a 2,100-acre piece of land just outside of Austin to build the factory. And then, just last week, Tesla secured an important approval for the incentive package from the local school district. Now the majority of the county commissioners have approved the tax breaks for Tesla, bringing the total incentive package worth to at least $65 million. Tesla has released several stories from customers who are printing money with Tesla's latest solar power offerings, including a new subscription solar. Tesla writes about a customer in Lake Elsinore, California, saying, quote, "Jenny made the switch from utility power to clean energy. She's no longer purchasing all of her electricity from the grid. She now controls her energy and is using her roof to power her home and charge her Tesla Model 3. With Tesla Solar, she's saving money on her electric bill, driving on sunshine, and generating clean, predictable energy for decades to come." Tesla also shared the story of Luis J. Diaz from New Jersey, who said, quote, "I have a money printer on my roof. Before solar, I used to pay my utility $250 per month for electricity. With the addition of solar, my current electric bill averages $5 per month." Stories like these make it difficult to compare Tesla to other automakers, considering that Tesla has an entirely different energy division. Tesla has shipped the Model Y vehicle to New Zealand, seemingly for winter testing. A Twitter user named Vera Prime has been tracking Tesla shipments from the U.S. and first reported that the Model Y SUVs have arrived in New Zealand. Tesla hasn't started producing a right-hand drive version of the Model Y, and therefore it's likely that Tesla is using those vehicles for testing. Now, to be fair, Tesla has already conducted some winter testing on the Model Y in Alaska and in Canada prior to the start of deliveries in the U.S. The Audi e-tron Sportback electric SUV is finally at dealerships in the United States, and the price is about $70,000 after incentives. If you're familiar with the Audi e-tron, then the e-tron Sportback is going to look quite familiar. It's actually the same electric SUV, but with a sportier rear end. The drag coefficient on the SUV goes from 0.28 for the e-tron to 0.25 for the Sportback version. This small difference results in an important aerodynamic performance improvement, which in turn results in a little more range. A decade after the introduction of its Leaf compact electric vehicle, Nissan officially unveiled the Ariya electric SUV. The Ariya promises to shake up the EV market with an attractive all-electric crossover providing up to 300 miles on a charge, and this is with the base model starting at $40,000. Unfortunately, it doesn't go on sale until well into 2021. The Ariya will be available in front-wheel and all-wheel drive configurations. Two different battery sizes will be offered, 63 kilowatt-hours and 87 kilowatt-hours. Nissan finally made the jump from the Leaf's active air cooling system to a liquid-cooled technology design. Now, the sharp aesthetic design is actually quite compelling. Nissan calls the design language, quote, "timeless Japanese futurism." For full specifications, dimensions, and photos, go to electrek.co. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, South Korea outlined its plan yesterday to spend 114.1 trillion won, or $95 billion, on a stimulus plan to help its economy recover from the pandemic and also create jobs. Investment in electric vehicles and hydrogen cars play a major part in the plan. As Reuters reported, quote, "The plan set ambitious goals of net zero emissions by 2050, an end to funding of overseas coal plants, and introduction of a carbon tax." South Korea aims to have 1.13 million electric vehicles and 200,000 hydrogen cars on the road by 2025. On July 9th, Electrek reported that Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's Unity Task Force proposed broad environmental recommendations to aid his presidential bid. Yesterday, Biden announced his climate crisis plan with specific and aggressive targets, which boost green energy and infrastructure as part of his Build Back Better agenda. Biden said he would spend $2 trillion over 4 years on clean energy initiatives. The task force recommended installing 500 million solar panels and manufacturing 60,000 wind turbines. It also recommended the adoption of strong standards for clean cars and trucks and the transition of all school buses to American-made zero-emission alternatives within 5 years. Biden's aides said he would pay for it in part by undoing Donald Trump's tax cuts, raising taxes on wealthy Americans and increasing corporate tax rate to 28%. And in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Taiga has unveiled today two cheaper versions of its Orca electric jet ski, as the electric watercraft space is starting to take shape. Taiga Motors is launching the two new electric personal watercraft models starting at $15,000, the Orca Sport and Performance. The company aims for the first deliveries to begin summer of 2021 through its dealers, and they can now be pre-ordered online with a $100 deposit. We will definitely be bringing more information when we get our hands on one for a review. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.